USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he doesn't think there will be another partial government shutdown this year.
I don't see a government shutdown looming. Again, that's not an issue until the end of September.
The last partial government shutdown was back in January of 2019. Speaking at the White House, President Trump has a message for those who criticize the United States.
If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way.
The tweet was directed at Democratic Representatives Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. And in financial news, the Dow is up 27 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Attorney General Bill Barr calls himself deeply concerned about the rise of hate crimes in the past decade.
And this trend has included a marked increase in reported instances of anti-Semitic hate crimes.
Opening a summit at the Justice Department on Monday, Barr says the nation must firmly reject such crimes and the motivations behind them. He also has a message for the Jewish community.
And I want to assure the Jewish community that the Department of Justice and the entire federal government stands with you and will not tolerate these attacks.
Barr also calls anti-Semitic hate crimes a cancer. Federal immigration agents are moving ahead with arrests and deportations aimed at hundreds of illegal aliens in the United States. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News that the response has been surprising.
This is what ICE does every day. So a lot of this was overhyped and over-politicized.
The illegal immigrants being targeted all do have their final deportation orders and are ignoring them. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2019 Amazon Prime Day is here. Today and tomorrow, bargain shoppers can head to Amazon if they're a Prime member for exclusive deals on TVs, Echo speakers, and smart home supplies. Now, while all of that is going on, Amazon employees at a warehouse in Minnesota are striking. Megan Brady explains to Fox News why.
We have some demands that we would like management to meet, and we're really concerned with the production rates that we have because those rates cause a lot of stress for employees and also cause workplace injuries.
Brady also says the strike is meant to draw attention to people working for Amazon full-time through a temp agency.
Well, the temp workers are full-time, but they don't have Amazon benefits.
Turning now to entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at what was hot at the box office this weekend.
Spider-Man was in the top spot in the past weekend's box office race, as Spider-Man Far From Home is the number one film in the U.S. and Canada for the second straight week, earning another $45 million. Coming in second this past weekend, Toy Story 4, which made nearly $21 million. In third place, the horror movie Crawl. It sold $12 million worth of tickets in its debut week. Rounding out this week's top five, a new comedy, Stuber, followed by the Beatles-themed Yesterday.
Please remember, you can always take USA Radio News with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.